性 ，OK， true faith， what is true faith？ 不是指一般的信 ，yeah， it's not referring to ordinary faith， the common faith。 What is faith？ Its Chinese character is very interesting. If you look at the Chinese character for faith， 一个人一个言，人讲的话我们就信了，我们就接受。Yeah, when someone tells us something and we accept, that is faith. Yeah. So, 比如说我们接触到白纸黑字这样文具的金刚经。Yeah. So for example, we come across, we encounter the written text of the Diamond Sutra. Then 换一份。当我们思维这个意， yeah, then we reflect on the meaning.生了欢喜心 and give rise to joy. Yeah, give rise to joy. And now this time around, no music. 还不能称之为实性 yeah, this cannot be considered true faith, yeah, or relative faith. This is still fairly superficial in a sense. So, 若经过文思修而证悟无我相，无相因果的境界，这时候才称为实性。Yeah, so the earlier one, we come across the written text, the words, the sentences of the Diamond Sutra, and as we learn that, we reflect on it, and then we feel joy. Yeah, then just now I ask you, do you feel joy?When you read the Diamond Sutra, you feel joy for SGC. Yeah. So, when we just do a reflection, I think, first and foremost, if you feel joy while reading the sutras, I think that is wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Before I continue, I want to invite all of you to sit up straight. Build up your mid, your torso muscle. Yeah. Although I'm not a very good example of it, I always do this. But it's because this is very low and I lao hua. Yeah. So, if we were to have joy when we reflect on the teachings, when we learn about the teachings, that's not a bad thing. My teacher is not saying it's a bad thing. It's just that it's not good enough to be considered实性, yeah, true faith. Yeah. Or we can also say, 这个真性解, yeah. That means you have true understanding and faith. Yeah. Not good enough to be that. But it doesn't mean it's bad. Because there are those who don't feel joy when they hear the teaching, then they have a different kind of joy. The joy of awkward. Yeah. So, my teachers highlight here. Yeah, if after hearing of the teachings, and then you reflect on it, and you cultivate accordingly, and as a result, then what happened? You attain to the to no self, yeah, 证悟无我相, the features of no self, that means you realize no self and in turn emptiness, 无相因果的境界, the state of causality without features, in other words without grasping, yeah, then what happened? 这时候才称为实性 yeah, at this stage then it's considered true faith yeah, or relative faith so 这是真实的信心 yeah, this is true faith yeah, 真实 so this is not just a superficial kind of faith yeah, this is faith in reality 因为 yeah, why? 因为这个信非常的坚固不可破坏不退转了 Because this level of faith is very strong It's very firm. Cannot be destroyed. Yeah? And it will not regress. Yeah? Today have faith, tomorrow no faith. Yeah? Your faith will not be shaken. When do we have faith and when is our faith shaken? They are joined together. For many people, we have faith because of other people. Then when something happened to that person, we lose faith. So we have faith for the wrong reason, we have lose faith for the wrong reason also. So some students ask me, but Shifu, nowadays very messy leh. A lot of funny news out there. Well, it's true. I mean, actually, for such individuals, if you go back to Buddha's time, you'll be worse. Because in the Buddha's time, a lot of funny news also. And if you were to read through the sutras and the Vinaya, there's even more funnier news. I assure you, you can go and read yourself. Yeah. So I tell these students, let me ask you, when you say that you lose faith because of some happenings in some temples, or you know, some people do this or some people do that, that is like saying, because you see some students from certain schools, they play truant, yeah, they misbehave, so you lose confidence in mathematics altogether. But why? Mathematics is mathematics, right? The principles of the different subjects remain the same. English, math, science, Chinese is still the same. Just because some students fail doesn't mean that the subject is wrong, correct? No? Hey, but Sifu, my teacher always make mistake in his marking one, no? Okay, maybe you can doubt that teacher, but the maths is still maths, right? Unless you can disprove the maths. The trouble is, our faith is usually built in the wrong way. Our faith is built on people. 这个还是很那个嘞，今天那个你们没有那个。
我
change 吗？啊，no need to change 了。啊，呀，我讲几句他就忘。Search yourself. I sense a disturbance in the force. Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah. Also sounds more natural. Still a bit, but slightly better now. Is it okay? Yeah, because otherwise it keep going to the oscillation. So the trouble is, for many people, they have faith because of the image of individuals. Wow, this venerable, wow, when he go on stage, wow, all these venerables, wow, they chant very well. When I heard, I don't know whether you all heard this before. I've heard people say this before. The best thing is, I've heard individuals wanting to ordain because of this one. Yeah. Now, granted, there are those who ordain because of this. Important thing is what they do after that. So I also don't say that there is a totally wrong way to start. But if you start and end in this way, then you will get out very soon. Because you can start in this way, you get inspired, because emotional ma. Yeah. You go to some Fa Hui, then the chanting, Ru Xiang Zha Ra. I chant this once or twice a year for a demonstration. Wow, then with the ensemble, right? Wow, then you feel, wow, you move to tears, then you... Wow. The trouble with this kind of faith is this kind of faith, one day that the 师傅找him now. Then what if this 师傅 maybe chant very well, but maybe, I'm not saying that, I just give as an example, don't stretch that example too far, okay? Like, for example, if it so happened, this 师傅 is very good in chanting, but haven't completed the learning in the Dharma. So maybe bring along some wrong views from lay time. Yeah. Then how? But because, wow, the chanting is so nice and you are so more, then anything and everything the person say, you also accept. Then that's problem. That's problem. And if you build up faith, whether through people's chanting or wow, 很庄严呢，哇 ，that monk always like this, like that, like that. Then what happened? One day you see the monk on his side. Then, oh, hey, 师傅 on his side, wow, huh? Or you think, wow, this 师傅很有修行。Then one day the 师傅 fall sick, how? Wow, now, hey.Just like that, the other one got cancer leh. Walao, 业障现前啊，业障现前。You know, a lot of people have this kind of strong idea. Buddha's time, Venerable Mahamogalana cannot wake to death. What? Then does it mean he's less of an arahant? No. But even in the Buddha's time, just as now and in the future, if your faith is built up on the wrong scaffolding, it will collapse because of the wrong scaffolding also.Here, my teacher, the second part, the one that is unshakable, cannot be destroyed, is built on the Dharma. Yeah. Usually when you think of faith, we don't link with Dharma. But the true faith is established based on Dharma. Let's take a look. I actually already explained earlier. Yeah. Wen Shi Xiu cannot be apart from Dharma.When you say, hear about what? Hear about Dharma. Then reflect on what? Reflect on Dharma. Then attain what? Attain the truth that the Dharma is pointing towards. So it's always, the true faith is always established on Dharma. Whereas if you instead then hear what? Hear the chit-chat with the Venerable. Yeah, then have faith. Then think about the funny joke. Yeah, I mean, 师父.Actually, 师父 never tell joke, right? But the thing I say is funny. Say like, this is not a joke, right? It's truth. But, 这个是幽默的最高境界。Yeah, so always remember, must come back in Dharma. That's why in the class, sometimes I ask you all to question. Not sometimes, many times. And I always highlight,Just because I say, don't just accept, no. Sekali one day is the Mo Wang manifest how, or maybe Sifu next time old already, or maybe haven't old but dementia then, or something how. Correct not? Just because you see a Dharma book, Ru Shi Wo Wen, that doesn't mean confirm true, no. You must examine it for yourself. Yeah. So, 我们从文字上学习佛法、so here、yeah. 我们从文字上学习佛法也会有一点信心、so when we learn Buddha Dharma from words yeah、from the words we learn the Buddha Dharma actually without words how to learn most people cannot some people can some people without words they can learn about Buddha Dharma how they just seeLeaf dropping, oh, impermanence. Oh, they look at a mirror, white hair, oh, impermanence. For us, we see white hair, don't like, die. The Dharma, the hair Dharma keeps shouting at you, impermanent, anicca. Then we don't cover. So, for most people,As a result, we need the Dharma in words. Yeah, to be very explicit, this one Dharma. Then, in case you are not sure yet, then in front put a Buddha statue. and then have someone dressed like that to tell you, then you, okay, this one Dharma. Then you are serious about it. Yeah. Ordinary people tell you, you don't want to listen. So need 师父 to tell you, okay, okay. So, 也会有一点信心、maybe we can have a bit of faith. To us, we feel like, oh, this one is a lot of faith. But actually, it's 一点信心 just a bit.、若有闻而且有多少专精思维的智慧 yeah, if that's hearing, and here I have highlighted before, this hearing,You need to have retention. Yeah. 闻而不记，耳边风。记而不闻，真是 similar. Yeah. You remember your own idea, never. So after hearing, you must retain it. You must remember. Then it becomes knowledge. That's how knowledge is formed.So now it's not just knowledge. 而且有多少专精思维的智慧 So this is a second level of wisdom. 专精思维 not just 思维 but attentive reflection. That means you really sit down, put aside all your other busy body matters, yeah, and focus. Yeah, really focus and reflect, contemplate, and sit up straight. Every time sit like that, then after a while, this becomes the natural shape. Sit up straight. Yeah. Why is this important? When you sit up straight, a tong. That's how I say tong. No, but, you know, actually, it's good for your health also. Yeah. And when there's enough oxygen to the brain, then you can retain. Otherwise, just, cannot hear. Huh? So,In addition, a bit of that, that attentive contemplative wisdom. Then what happened? 就会思维这无相的道理 yeah, Then you can do what? You can contemplate on this non-grasping, non-emptiness principle. 但还没能进入修慧 yeah, But you're not able to enter into the next stage yet.The cultivation wisdom, not yet. What happened? 这时候的信心不牢固 Yeah, the faith. Not that we don't have faith, but this faith is not so strong yet. But I would want to add, although it's not so strong yet, it's still stronger than the one that is because of feeling. Whether because of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you touch.Don't touch.、So, yeah. Hey, but sometimes it's true.、You go to some temple, then you eat the cha bihun, then you taste, oh, very nice, then you feel good about the temple. Then you feel, Buddhism should be correct. Why? Cha bihun. Yeah. That, the faith that is dependent on what a form, sound, smell, taste, touch, not dependable. Yeah.Even your own idea not dependable, but if it's depend is it arise due to wisdom, that's stronger. So here, 这时候的信心不牢固 not very firm. 有时候信，有时候也迷迷糊糊 Sometimes we have faith, sometimes a bit muddy. Yeah.Our thought process is not so clear, not so much clarity. 所以不能算是真实的信心 and that's why it cannot be considered true faith. Yeah. 现在说真实性，应该是得无生法忍了。Why is 无生法忍 Yeah. So.In brief, here, when we talk about true faith, it is when you have attained enlightenment. So what is 无生法忍? 无生法. Yeah. So, what is the non-arising or unborn phenomenon? Yeah, it's actually referring to Nibbana, ultimate reality.Impermanence is unborn. Yeah. Impermanence is the way it is. This is the reality of this world. It doesn't have to be created. You don't have to create impermanence, understand? Impermanence is the principle, is the way it is. Table, chair, you, me, all this is fabricated. This is born. So one day it will cease. The reality, principles, this is the way it is, not born. So here, 无生法忍. So the word ren in modern times is usually meaning endure, yeah, bear with it. But ren has another meaning, which is like something like agreement or acceptance. That means you have experienced it already. So in the context here, it means it is the second meaning. That means you have experienced the unborn phenomena. Yeah, have a glimpse of ultimate reality. Oh. My teacher often equates this to the first stage Bodhisattva path. Recently, when we were doing translation, my Dharma brother, we were having discussion, and he was highlighting that in some other texts, this realization can come later also. Yeah, but in our monastery, our teacher always highlight, oh, 初地, 初欢喜地, 正无生法忍. Yeah, so he advocates that when you've reached first stage, you have attained to this. Yeah, but I want to highlight some other texts also says that first stage, you can attain this, but not necessarily. Some of them only attain at stage 6 or 7. Because what we know is, the first stage is the someone who has perfected the accumulation. Yeah, in other words, perfected the first perfection, giving. Yeah, so, 不失时间如静静禅定般若. And after that, have the wisdom like an arahant, stage 7. So, 生死性不. Yeah, so this, the reason why we're talking about 实性 is because in the original text, yeah, Venerable Subhuti asked the Buddha, yeah, 若有人, 闻此章句, 能生死性不, something like that. So ask, will individuals arise faith, yeah, the true faith, that means really see the teachings? Yeah. So, 这是问, 问法门这样的深奥, referring to this teaching on emptiness, on no self. This is so deep and profound. 有人能达到实性的程度吗? Is there anyone who can reach the stage of true faith? Anyone, you know, not difficult to find someone to say, yeah, yeah, I believe. Why believe? Venerable Chonkun say one word. I love student. Sifu say one ma. May not be this sifu, can be any sifu. Yeah? Most people start off in this way. Long time ago, I had a conversation with this lay devotee. So, everything that lay devotee said, go and ask sifu. One day I said, you cannot everything have to ask sifu. You must know yourself. The person, makalika. not easy, yeah. So, Shibhuti, 这话, 的意思, yeah, so what is the meaning of Venerable Subhuti's words? Yeah. 因为阿含经是由无常为门而入于诸法空. Yeah, so the rationale that my teacher gave here is this. In the Agamas, so this is Ahanjing. So, Agama. Hello. So, Agama. So, Agama is more or less equivalent to the Nikaya. So, the term Agama is usually found in the Sanskrit lineage, those tradition that uses Sanskrit. Yeah. Whereas Nikaya is usually found in those under the Pali lineage. So Ahanjing refers to the sutras found in the section under Agamas within the Chinese Tripitaka. So what happened? What about it? Yeah. 是由无常为门. So within the Nikayas or the Agama, you find that a very, very distinct theme is anicca. Yeah, anicca. Impermanence. 无常. So this is the entry point. Yeah. When it comes to supramundane path, the Buddha almost always go straight into, consider this. Is this form permanent or impermanent? Yeah. So this is the entry point. And so it is considered a door. 无常为门. So the door is actually a very common metaphor. So the door as an entry point to what? Into the teachings, towards enlightenment. Yeah. Without this door, you don't know how to go into the building. So imagine the Dharma, the body of Dharma, within this storage house. Yeah. And then you finally, one day you encounter it. Wow! Then the title, Tripitaka, yeah, or Buddha Dharma. Okay. But then you cannot find a door. You look around, cannot find the gantry. How? Then you just circle around, you don't know how to go in. So described as a door. A way in. Yeah, a way in for you to get started. Yeah, so from the Nikayas, you can see. Those of you who have gone through Nikayas, by now you're very familiar with that phrase. And before that, maybe you have heard Sifu say before, but Sifu always repeat this verse. Actually, it's from the Nikayas. Yeah. Consider this, monks. Is form permanent or impermanent? And they reply, impermanent. Is that which is impermanent subject to change? Yes, it's subject to change. Is something impermanent subject to change? Subject to suffering? Yes, it's subject to suffering. Something that is impermanent subject to change, subject to suffering, is it fit to be considered mine, me, or myself? Yeah, this is a standard formula. You keep repeating this, one day. Ta-da! Arahanthood. Yeah. If you keep repeating this, maybe it may not be so fast, but one day, I hope, when in the past something happened, you get angry. But one day, the same thing happened or similar thing happened, instead of getting upset, you see impermanence. Many times we think, oh, see impermanence in that thing out there. Yeah, that's one thing. You also see impermanence in your mind. Because when anger arises, you see, oh, the mind is impermanent. Now, just now, not angry. Now, because of these conditions plus defilements, anger arises. You see that even anger is insubstantial, is empty. You don't grasp onto it. So it just like that and it's gone. Usually the anger perpetrated by who? By us. Because we identify with the anger. Why? Who is so stupid? We are so stupid. Yeah.
Is there a puja that we can chant for these verses?
The verse? Yeah. Puja. There are quite a few puja that highlight impermanence. There's a Wu Chang Jing, but it's in Chinese. You want a sutra to chant?
Something similar, like in the book of puja.
Let me see. There's one actually, but that one is for funeral. Yeah. But you talk about impermanence. Hang on.
Something to remind us if we want to chant.
So, Paticca Samuppada, Mangala Sutta. Sutta. Maybe that's why not many people enlighten us, because we never chant that so frequently. The one that has that, what I recall is for certain ceremonies, sometimes they have those extra inserts. Yeah. So in the standard puja, in for most center, Theravada Centre, Metta Sutta, Mangala Sutta, Mahajaya Mangala Sutta, these few suttas. So, I don't know whether this is the case, but I suspect because most lay people only want blessing. Don't want to change their mindset. So keep telling people, Anicca, Anicca, Amalaya, Amalaya. You want something to chant? You want long one or short one?
Probably start with short one. The Chinese one also okay.
Oh. Can. Then you just search Wu Chang Jing. Wu Chang Jing. If you want like mantra like that, then you just recite Sabbe Sankara Anicchati. This is the mantra. Basically, it means all conditioned formations are impermanent. It's part of the three universal characteristics. So it starts with anicca, sabbe sankara anicchati, sabbe sankara dukkati, sabbe dhamma anattati. I said that. Like Bhante, like sabbe dhamma. I don't laugh, laugh become racist. But they okay. So, can you understand? That one is basically that all conditioned phenomena is impermanent. Then the second one is suffering. Third one is all phenomena is no self. Okay? So, 现在是以空为门, yeah. So the classical teaching uses impermanence as an entry point. Now my teacher says 现在是以空为门, meaning in the Diamond Sutra is using emptiness as a door. Using emptiness as a door. Yeah. So 由自性空入于诸法实相. So using the teaching on emptiness. What teaching? 自性空. Yeah. So those who attend the Heart Sutra, this should be quite familiar for you. 自性空. So what is 自性空? That there is no self nature, no inherent characteristics. Yeah, nothing. There's no such a thing. All dependent on conditions. Then using this, 入于诸法实相. So through this, you see how things really are. So, what happened? 所以感觉到大乘的般若法门太高深了。So, as a result, you feel that the this Dharma teaching, this method of the Mahayana wisdom, very high. Yeah. 和阿含经有点差别, there's a bit of difference compared to the agamas, yeah, the nikayas. So what happened? 可能没有人相信. So my teacher is explaining why Venerable Subhuti would ask this question. That compared to the classical teaching that is usually taught, it's always using impermanence. Now suddenly in this Dhamma Sutra, it's using emptiness. So, this is very profound. How many people can accept it? The interesting thing is that if you look at the Nikayas, in a few times when I was invited, there was once I was invited by NUS Buddhist Society. So they have this Dharma camp, and one of the talk, they had a panel, three venerables, one Rinpoche, one, I think that was Venerable Chibun, and myself. I have photo proof somehow. And then, important thing is, it was quite interesting, because Venerable that Rinpoche, I can't remember his name, is from the Tibetan tradition. So of course, he will have something to say about emptiness, right? Mother Mika's Kuma. Then, Venerable Chibun from the Korean tradition, considered Mahayana. And because I think when he started off, he was under the Chinese Mahayana tradition. So he represents the Mahayana tradition. Then, what am I doing there? They asked me to go and represent Theravada tradition. Yeah. So I dig up a few suttas to explain emptiness. So I... And they told me, they said, they cannot find any Theravada monk who want to speak, who will speak on the topic. I said, no, we don't talk, teach emptiness. Yeah. But I didn't cite Mahayana Sutra. I cite from the Pali canon. Not even from Agamas. Yeah. Because if you want to be convincing, you must cite from that tradition. Yeah. So in the Nikayas, offhand, I can think of one. If I don't recall wrongly, it's called the Vitaka Sutta. So the front part, the Buddha explained on how to overcome a lot of thoughts. But at the back bottom, right, there's this teaching on where the Buddha talked about like a parable. And the Buddha said, now there was one time, there was this king, and he heard this very beautiful music. Yeah. And he asked, where does this music come from? So then the ministers told him, oh, it comes from the instruments played by the Omzong. Yeah. So he was like, no, enough of the Omzong and the instrument. But where in the instrument does it come from? So he was basically trying to find out what produces the sound independently, just that thing produced. And then the minister said, but, you know, great king, even if you were to take it apart and then you were to burn it and winnow the ashes, throw it in the sky, yeah, you will not find the source of the music. But only when all the parts are pieced together and then played by the musician, then you have the music. For those who learned the emptiness teaching before, you hear this story halfway through, you know that this is about emptiness really, isn't it? Yeah. That the music is not inherent in anything. And if you think about it, there was once when I was in the monastery, and because when I was in the monastery, I was like the most junior. So every day have to do what? Every day have to tapan. This one is not part, but close enough. So imagine, every day you have to do this. Then go to the next place. Yeah. Just keep hitting it until everybody wake up, go for a class. Yeah. Then one day I was reflecting, then I was hitting. Then I was like, eh? The pan don't have sound. The stick don't have sound. The hands don't have sound, but conditions come together, there's sound. How so? Yeah. So it's actually the same as that sutra. Yeah. The essence is actually the same. So in the Nikayas, emptiness is being taught, but is the standard entry point is empty, is impermanence. So my teacher is saying, Venerable Shibuti is asking this question. Because most people, when they learn, they just enter through impermanence. Would someone hearing this teaching have faith? Because they haven't get exposed to emptiness before. Something like that. So, 佛告须菩提，莫作是说，如来灭后，后五百岁，有持戒修福者，于此章句能生信心，以此为实。So this is the Buddha's reply. So the Buddha told Venerable Shibuti, 莫作是说 do not say this. Why do not say this? 如来灭后 after the Buddha has entered Parinibbana, 后五百岁 500 years later, 有持戒修福者 there are those who still practice the precepts, observe the precepts, uphold the precepts, and cultivate merits.于此章句 with respect to these verses, 能生信心 they can give rise to faith, 以此为实 and take it to be true. 这一段是标 so this is an opening. 简略的说出大意 so just an opening to say in brief the meaning. 说出相信般若法门的人的相貌So describe how is it like for a person to have faith in this Dharma teaching of Prajna, of wisdom. If a person were to have faith, how would it be like? So 佛告须菩提，莫作是说。So Buddha told him, do not say this. 不可以这样这么说。You cannot say this.不同意他认为没有人相信的说法。So the Buddha disagree with Venerable Shibuti's thinking that in future after Buddha has passed away, would anyone believe? The fact that he has this doubt, so Buddha say no, don't even have this doubt. So 以下是说有人相信的。So what follows after that is saying there are people who.Actually, can accept, can believe, can have faith. But what kind of person? 是什么人呢? What kind of person is that? Is it some Tom, Dick, or Harry? Is it just some random person on the street? 如来灭后，后五百岁，佛在世时有人相信，不足为奇。That's the key thing.So when the Buddha is around, for others to have faith, nothing spectacular, nothing surprising about it. 佛入涅槃五百岁以后还是有人相信。After the Buddha has passed into Parinibbana, and after that, another 500 years, there are still people who actually can have that faith. Consider us, 2,600 years later, still have faith.You're not bad. Is it not bad? But actually, that's why you see that most people just have the devotional faith. Because my father Buddhist, right? So I Buddhist. Right? Because Akong Amma Buddhist. Right? Because my mother dragged me there. Right? Then every time drag until I get used to it. So don't go back. Don't go away. Right? Yeah, most people adopt religion in that way. Isn't it?Not just Buddhism, other religion also. Until what happened? Until something shake the faith. What will shake the faith? Until you get retrenched. Every day you pray for Namo Kwan Sim Posa, Bobby. Wow, then when you get promoted, you think, oh, Kwan Sim Posa, oh, like, Goi Kam. But one day you have been doing the same thing, but one day you get retrenched. Then you go to Simalu.观世音菩萨，没 steady 啊！Then you lose faith. Then maybe your friend tell you, come, I pray for you. It's okay, don't have to believe, I pray for you. oh, please, we pray that our dear friend Marcel will be promoted, will find a new job soon. But in the end, maybe that friend find you a job, then you also feel, wow, really, wow, prayer come true. Then how? Oh, then believe in that one. We don't say which one. No. But we will, yeah, most people will just switch. Ma. Yeah. Or maybe not work, maybe fall sick. Yeah, when you're healthy, easy to have faith. Correct or not? When you're sick, still have faith? Shifu have. That day, if some phone come out, I have faith also. Small sickness, who cannot have faith? Yeah. But suddenly you fall sick, and then you can see doctor. Doctor say, nothing wrong with you. Oh, you panic. Then you, Guan Bosa, Bobby, oh, Bobby. Then, next week, lucky worse. Guan Sin Bosa, Anabu Bobby. Can still have faith? Difficult. Then suddenly got one good friend, come and pray for you. Oh, I pray for you, or like this, like that. Then suddenly, hey, you really recover. Whoa! Immediately go somewhere else. Yeah. So this is that kind of faith. Yeah. Nothing to do with this. That kind of faith, nothing to do with this. This kind of faith is different. So here, 佛入涅槃500岁以后还是有人相信. Now, this requires some merits and have alignment with the Dharma. Otherwise, not easy. Not so easy. But before you think that faith is just about religion and is so unique, actually faith is just a quality. It's the same for anything else. Yeah. For a long time, a lot of people don't dare to take planes. Right? Akwa mama don't dare to take planes. Eh, mosem. Worse still, last time, I mean, by the time it's our time, seldom encounter, right? But we see in some movies, people last time don't dare to take pictures. Nowadays... Correct or not? But I tell you, even in our time, some people don't dare to take 3 persons together. Ever heard of it? Right? Yeah. Why? Because we have other belief. Belief, what happened? What's the belief you all heard?
Huh? I
never
heard
before.
The middle one.
Why?
No.
Those don't know why, right? But just believe, Lord. People say, sing, no? People say we believe, sing, no? Sifu very tiki or no? Last time. Yeah. So they say, one white hair you cannot pull, right? Pull already, next time we'll have three, right? So one day I look for my sister, I say, sis. We probably didn't speak in English, lah, because we only use English at home to quarrel. That's the official language. So use it to, you know, to really express yourself to quarrel. Yeah. Normally we use Hokkien. So it's a. Long time gong bia. Kiu ye. No. Ban mo ho. Ban mo bia ban ho. Ban ho ye sai sa 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 tiao. Bo li yu le. A bo gong jiang si sai ho. And it's a ni ao sai ma na sai sim si. Lu ban ye sai. So I said, I want, give it, lang gi lai, give it, you got to chui long zhong bai mo, long zhong bai. Yao lang kwan mai luang gu jia san, sa diao. Yeah, I really did the experiment. So I did it for you. You all don't have to do it. Sekali you all laugh, Sifu, you don't realize all but now. Yeah, chicken rice also. Not chicken rice, chicken pox. Chicken pox. Chicken pox cannot do what? Cannot eat chicken.
Cannot
eat all tau yu. Cannot eat egg. All the tau related one. Cannot bathe also.
Cannot eat egg.
Cannot eat egg also. So, what happened? I was admitted to CDC because it was during the O levels. Yeah, so I always feel that because of the chicken pox, so I give everybody chance. No, I didn't study much. I just always write games. Yeah. So, first day, check in. I say check in. Check in to the hospital. Then, say bye-bye to Papa, Mama. Oh, I'm really going to bathe. Then the next morning, chicken porridge. Because at that point in time, it's not vegetarian yet. Oh, chicken porridge. Then when my mom and dad came over, in later, Zali Zangi lao. Zangi just me. Kui zhou. Yeah. But you see, there's some rationale in some of this taboo. It's not that Chinese are just stupid or come out with all kinds of funny rules. It's just that the way it's expressed is not intelligible to us. It is just arriving at the same conclusion, but don't give you the working. It never explained to you and about the protein, how the protein will feed the what is that, the virus, and how it will cause it to, you know, have more fighting between the white blood cell and the thing. So that's why it caused the what pus, and it will not heal so fast. It's actually explainable through science, but think about it. You explain that to my ama, you go and explain. Yeah, for how many centuries, China, 愚民政策. Yeah. Just rule everybody, keeping your dhamma, dhammi philosophy. Yeah. So as a result, how can you transmit information? Give them in terms of parables, in terms of stories, simple concepts. Yeah, simple concepts, including a lot of Chinese other things. But that's beyond the scope of this discussion. So here, talking about that there are those with faith. The Buddha is saying, no, don't think that only ordinary people with ordinary faith. There are those who can have real faith. Fo de ying hua shen shi you nie pan zhe hui shi. So the manifestor of the body of the Buddha experiences or displays the process of entering parinibbana. This is a very interesting expression. 舍应归真. So meaning discarding the manifested body and return back to the ultimate reality. Yeah. 身体火化变成舍利了. So after cremation, then becomes the relics. So 这叫灭, that's the extinguishing. 若是佛的真身没有灭这回事. So if you are talking about the true body of the Buddha, there's no such a thing as cessation, because it's ultimate reality. Yeah. So in the Mahayana teachings, there's this notion to equate the Buddha with ultimate reality. That's that equation. So 500后500岁在大比波沙论. So this is one of the commentary. 说，500年正法过后，第二个500年得道者就不多. Yeah, so first 500 years is 正法. So it is a time of true Dhamma. So during this period, there's still the Buddha and the teachings, and there are still a lot of people who attain enlightenment. After that, another 500 years. Second 500 years, according to this commentary, not much people attain enlightenment. 从这句话看, yeah, from this we can see what? 佛灭度后第一个五百岁, 500岁其实就是500年, 是正法住世的时代. So it is the time where true Dhamma is established and is still present. 第二个五百岁是相法开始. So it's the start of the semblance Dhamma. Yeah, semblance or just superficial Dhamma. Yeah, 相法. So just look like that is still Dhamma. Yeah, but the true Dhamma is already gone. 这样就是指第二个五百岁. Yeah, so then this is referring to the second 500 years. So 另外有 五百岁说法。So then there's another angle. Another angle says there's five of such 500 years. What happened? The first one. 第一个五百年是谢托坚固。So the first one, the first 500 years, yeah, then we say the liberation is firm. Yeah, 得胜道者多 there are a lot of individuals who attain enlightenment. So then how about the second? 第二个五百年禅定坚固。So 佛教徒若肯用努力静坐就能得禅定。So this second 500 years is named 禅定 more correctly should be jhana and concentration or just jhana, yeah, or maybe just concentration. So concentration is firm, meaning if during this period if you put in your effort and practice meditation, you can attain jhana. 第三个五百年是多闻坚固。Yeah, so this third phase, the third 500 years, that means 1500 years after the Buddha. 多闻坚固. So the widespread learning is firm. So 有很多通达佛法博学多闻的人. So there are a lot of people who still have come into contact with the Buddha Dharma and learn very learned. Learned masters are still present.Now here I want to just interject and highlight. It doesn't mean that in the first 500 years there's no one attaining jhana. Yeah, this is progressively lesser. Meaning at the first stage, you can still have people attain enlightenment. Then it goes without saying, if you want to attain jhana, you can attain. And there are a lot of people who are learned in the Dharma. Second 500 years,if you practice, you can still attain jhana. Meaning that you want to attain enlightenment, lesser already. Yeah. But there are still people who are learned. Third 500 years, only those who are learned are left. Yeah. But those who attain enlightenment and those who attain jhana is far and few to come by. Yeah. So, 多闻还能得到闻所成慧。So those who are learned, you can still attain the first level of wisdom. 闻所成慧, yeah, the actualization, wisdom from the actualization of hearing. Yeah. So 或者有多少思所成慧, yeah, so 闻所成慧思所成慧, so or maybe there is some level ofwisdom from the actualization of contemplation. That means contemplative wisdom, simply put. 都还属于智慧的范围. So all these are still within the boundaries, the definition of wisdom. So 第四个五百年是塔寺坚固. 哇,讲了。 So the next 500 years, from 1005 to 2000,is 塔寺坚固. So all the stupa and the monastery is very firm. Yeah. So what happened? 学习佛法的人少了, there are fewer people learning the Buddha Dharma. 佛教徒修庙塔, yeah. 佛教徒多修庙塔, 做福德的事. There are more Buddhists, yeah.Who are doing what? Repair the temple, build temple, yeah, build stupa, making merit. Only thinking about making merit. So this is the fourth stage. I think now it's still prevalent. You open up and tell people, we have there's a temple that needs repair. Oh, when? What account? I can I transmit? No. Can help me transmit? I pay back.No. Please. So, you tell them, hey, there's a Dharma class. Dharma class? What is the topic? This week, maybe not free there. next week lah, next week let me know. Huh? Is it true?
Yeah.
It's true. Not that I'm against building temple. Yeah. When I was a lay person, I also support, but I'm not super eager. Yeah. When one day I told my mom, I said, from today onward, when you go chanting, please don't bother to ask me along. Yeah, because when I was much younger, whenever my mom go chanting, you know, she'll drag me along. When I was really young, don't need to drag her because where to go, right? Cannot, parents go out, have to go, ma. Yeah. But eventually, one day I come to my own conclusion. No point chanting. Anyway, I don't, please continue chanting. At that point in time, I feel that instead of chanting, I might as well just go and learn the Dharma directly. Yeah. So I told her, instead, if you go for Dharma talks, let me know. Yeah. Then later, I add in one more clause. Let me know in advance. Why? Because when I come back from work, 6 plus 7, then she said, hey, 赶快吃，我们等一下去听听。 I'm such a person. Like, you need to let me know in advance. Otherwise, I'm mentally prepared. After a day's work, I come back on to play my game. Oh, then you tell me, go and listen to Dhamma. Yeah. So as long as she give me like one day notice, I will go. So I spend most of my time attending Dhamma class and Dhamma talk or meditation or retreat, but no chanting. Yeah, and I'm not super eager to do the kind of like charitable one also. Not that I'm not charitable, but if you give me a choice to choose, listen Dhamma talk or do charity, I will go and listen to Dhamma talk. Yeah, but what I see is across the board, not y'all, y'all are here sitting. Yeah, but across the board, y'all are the maybe 10% or 5%, honestly. Yeah. If today is blessing, 祈福大会, I tell you, y'all have to come, y'all cannot come in at 4:30. No. 3 o'clock, I have to come here and queue up ready. Wow, quickly then, wow, aircon bo today. Yeah, 祈福大会, wow, then 师父, take a stick. Yeah. Wow, more. Until the outside, they have to call Cisco Gap. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Even in the Tibetan tradition, you know what some Lama told us? They say, not that we don't want to give teaching, but when we give teaching, they don't come. They only come on the last day for initiation. But actually, that's not initiation. But since they come, okay, like initiation. Actually, that's just plant a good feeling. Because the real initiation, you need to do a lot of your preparation and you need to understand the teaching or at least know the teaching, then they can initiate. Otherwise, why it's called initiation? It's like, you know what is initiation? It's like giving you PDL. You must pass your advanced, is it advanced theory? Basic theory, right? You must pass basic theory then get PDL. So those people just come for to get the PDL without going for any test one, no. A lot of the Tibetan, when they have the initiation, the empowerment, they call it empowerment also, yeah. It has that essence. Because you have gone through the basic training, you have attended a series of classes, and maybe the Rinpoche also observe you and test you, and okay, this guy ready. Because empowerment is empowering you to behave like a bodhisattva. Like let's say if you say, oh, chinresic empowerment, you are undertaking to be like Kwan Sing Pusa. Like, are you sure you receive empowerment tomorrow immediately? You have to give up your life. Are you ready to do it? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how serious you're supposed to take it. You know that? Yes, I take up this vow, and tomorrow if coming, I'll be so joyful. I will give up my life so joyfully. Are you ready? Everybody, oh. Wow. And ask, so what do you? Oh, very blessing. Wow, electric. You want? Very simple. Over there. You take paper clip, plug in. Don't have to be so mafan. Free some more. At home, also can do it. So last time got some Taiwanese monk always say, 和尚不作怪, 居士不来拜. Yeah. So the fourth then, okay, so 第五个五百年是 这个什么斗争坚固。 So the fifth, so from 2000 to 2500, wow, close to our time. Ours is past the 500, the 5 times 500. So, 佛教徒之间不和,纠纷多, wow, in between, clash. Yeah. I'm not happy you, you're not happy me. Yeah. 你做初一,我做十五. Yeah, so there's a lot of conflict, internal strife. A lot of disagreement. Yeah. So, 我们看看现在佛教, 现在佛教, 就是这样子. Yeah. My teacher oftentimes, he's very melancholic about the state of things. Yeah. So, 例如, 一部金刚经, so for example, one set of Dhamma Sutra, yeah, 各法师讲的都不同. Yeah, all the different venerables, when they teach, is all slightly different. Yeah, they're all different. 因为思想不同. Why? Because the view is different. The mindset is different. The thinking is different. Yeah. 就会有争论. Then there is rife. Yeah, there's conflict. 又例如, 对名文利养也会有纠纷,有纷论. So, further, as an example, towards the fame, the what you call that, the li yang, the material gains, yeah, and all these things, there's also conflict. Yeah. 所谓后五百岁是指第五个 五百年之争斗争坚固时期, yeah. So under this second definition, 后五百岁 is referring to this period, yeah. So during the fifth of the 500, yeah, then there's a lot of conflict. So 也就是佛灭后两千五百年, yeah. So 2500 years. So after that, referring to our time, oh, just nice, we learned this sutra. So, do you all have faith? Do you all have true faith? Wow, don't answer so quickly.
若是从佛教史上看, 应该是第二个五百年的说法, 符合事实. Yeah. So my teacher is saying that according to the way history developed, then this text, this sutra should be referring to the second way of saying, which means 2500 years later. Yeah. Because if you look at the earlier time period, there's still a lot of people who actually master the different training, yeah. So not just 500 years later, because just 500 years later, after the Buddha passed away, there's still a lot of masters, yeah, still a lot of masters. So not difficult to have people have faith, or rather to have realization, still possible. We started on time today, so by right we should end on time. Yes, you can. Please do.
The second version of the explanation.
Yes.
Is it also from the
commentary? Is it from the commentary? Could be from another commentary.
Which is not the first one.
Not the Da Bi Bu Sa Le.
So the commentary is actually from the senior monks and all that.
Everything we have, every teachings, whether sutra or sastra, sastra is commentary, is all from senior monks passed down.
So they get it from the Padakana. That means they read the Padakana and they come up with this realization. Or how do they come up with this commentary?
So it depends. If we strictly look at, let's say, Abhidhamma, okay? If we look at Abhidhamma itself, then it is believed that the Abhidhamma was taught by the Buddha, to his mother in Tawasimsa heaven. Then he would come down and teach Venerable Sariputra, who then teach Venerable Ananda, and from him pass down this source. But there are also those most masters and scholars. You see, the trouble is because it's passed down this way, so very few people dare to say outrightly say wrong. So out of respect for the lineage, say, well, that's the traditional way of saying. Then most will agree that it is a commentary to explain the sutras. So
this one, for example.
So for this one, the second explanation, because I don't directly know the source, so I can't really explain to you whether it's from this angle or that angle. I'm answering in general that generally commentaries explain the sutra. But I've also have direct contact with some commentaries where it is more of a, this is commonly known. And the commentators note down what is the prevalent, almost like de facto kind of information. So some commentaries have this. Say for example, if you look at some of the sutras, it just record down the utterance. But commentaries would have the background stories. What happened leading to this story?
So where to find all these commentaries, including the Nikayas, right? These are Nikaya like just like what you said, factual statement of what was being said. But then the explanation, most of it comes from the commentaries.
Very good question. Where to find all this? There's this place, shouldn't be difficult to find. It's called the Buddhist Library. Downstairs, you know, you go down, then don't go this side, go that right side, on that side, a lot of books. Commentaries are there also. I am, if I pass, Rinsen Lai just you more. Lai?
Because this is the Diamond Sutra, I say, 各法师讲的都不同. So, I mean, there must be a principle, right? Then why does everyone come up with different thing and end up?
You know, what I observe together with my Dharma brother, like for example, 如是我闻, 如是我闻, 四个字. In the Pali Canon, it's basically just what you would think it is. This is what I heard. Or the common translation is, thus have I heard. And that's it. No further explanation. What else will I explain? That's it. That's what Venerable Ananda said. And he just tell everybody, this is what I heard. That's it. But then, today, if you look at the Chinese text, like the zuzuo, commentary on the sutra, almost without fail, you have one, almost half a chapter or sometimes one whole chapter just on these four letters. 如是我闻, what is the meaning? 如诸法如如如什么什么哇很多如全部如跑出来. But the thing is, in the Buddha's time, when the Venerable Ananda said, he wasn't trying to explain so much things. He was just saying matter-of-factly, this is what I heard. So, 有些时候会有这个问题. So, you ask me why is it that one text so many different explanations. Sometimes it's really because some people get it wrong. I mean, I have to really state that. Sometimes people really get it wrong. There was once when I first came back 2005, then I was explaining some things to my family. Then later I went back US. Or maybe not 2005, even earlier, 2003. Then along the way in the plane, I was reflecting that, oh, jialat, I explained that part wrongly. So what can I do? I have to wait until I get back to Maharashtri, then call my sister. Then I told her, that day when I explained to you the five aggregates, then I referred to the wrong set. Yeah, but you know what happened? I said, he said, then yeah, Vicky Liao. Then she was like, huh? Yeah, she also cannot remember. But I'm like, okay, like, you cannot remember, but let me repeat the correct set. So the trouble is, sometimes at the moment of speaking, sometimes we may sometimes make mistakes. Because sometimes in class, like, SJC maybe not so common, but the Ru Pu Sa Xing Lun, once in a while, the next week I will correct, or sometimes that night I will just post a correction. Because on the spot when you speak, sometimes, you know, yo kou kua. Yeah. So that's one source of error that can come up. Then sometimes it's just pure wrong view. Because we all have our own background. Yeah. And some background, like my background is computing. No direct conflict because they are of a different scale, yeah, different, you know, angle. But, and that's why you notice that I don't really use computing as an example. I often use physics. I mean, I also learn physics, but the reason is because it's very tempting for me to just link one to one. Yeah. And even when I do, I will highlight this is just an analogy, it's not one to one. Because we have to be careful not to let our past experience or knowledge influence the way we interpret the teachings. Yeah. Or sometimes, I will, like Heart Sutra in particular, I will highlight this is what my teacher taught. Then if there's certain angle that is just purely my own understanding, I will highlight that also. Yeah. I have, when I was attending my first novice retreat, one of the instructor monk make a mistake in his explanation. So, but I didn't correct him immediately. After the session, then I went to him, I kneeled down and highlighted to him, I think that was a mistake just now. He didn't readily agree to the correction. Thinking back, well, I'm like that, long. Yeah. I think maybe even when I was in secondary school, I wrote the forum. Yeah, something to do with the Hungry Ghost Festival. Yeah, someone wrote about how, oh, after dying, then become ghost, and like this, right? Then I wrote, no, that is a traditional Chinese belief. That is not a Buddhist belief. You don't always have to become ghost. Yeah. But a lot of people, because you keep on hearing it as a lay person, after you become a monk, unless you happen to ordain under a teacher who clearly established the line and always refer to the teachings. Yeah. I've encountered a lot of individuals who want to ordain but have wrong views. Yeah, really wrong views. So I told them straight away, this is a wrong view. If you persist, I will not give my recommendation to the abbot for you to ordain. Yeah. Some of them, the trouble with wrong view is because you don't see it, that's why you have the wrong view. So hard for you to recognize that it's wrong view, you know. Yeah. And then when people tell you, then depend on whether the person has faith in me, no? Depend on whether Sifu can then you cannot. Yeah. This is right. So there, unfortunately, sometimes due to on the spot error, then sometimes the understanding is wrong. I think I mentioned in the Heart Sutra class that there were some books, there was at least one book about the Heart Sutra, the explanation is wrong. So, okay. 愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿得智慧真明了。
愿得智慧真明了。
普愿罪障悉消除。
普愿罪障悉消除。
世世常行菩萨道。
世世常行菩萨道。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
起立。